Did Star Wars just retcon an entire novel again? We'll discuss tonight.
Experimental Unit Clone Force 99. The defective clones with the desirable mutations. They call themselves the Bad Batch.
Everyone, welcome back to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew, touching my mic.
Huh?
Well, I was messing with my mic the whole time. And I'm like,
oh. And we're back!
What up?
With a surprise trailer for Bad Batch, which I thought we weren't going to get for another six, seven, 8 months from now. But
everything, this was not what I thought we were going to get, but we'll take it.
Because we were supposed to get a Skeleton Crew trailer soon. That's what we thought we were going to get, but apparently not.
Yeah, is that ever going to come out?
I don't know, dude. It was supposed to come out last year, in the fall, but it never came. So
we knew why that didn't happen, but like,
yeah, because there's the writer's strike and stuff, yeah. But like, I thought it was all basically done by the time it hit the first year.
Maybe
but
they want to like some hit summer hard, like comes out in May or something.
Maybe. But we'll never know until they announce something. But we should say that we were originally going to have a book review for the High Republic book for this week. But because of the trailer, we're delaying that till next week. And so, yes. But that messes up our entire schedule. So, yeah. Quick schedule stuff. So originally we were going to do Resistance seasons 1 and 2, one at the end of this month and then season 2 at the end of next month. Well, because of Bad Batch coming out next month, we're postponing those plans. So Resistance won't happen until probably May, because that's when.
Unless we get another show.
Unless we get another show, like back to back, or if it overlaps. Because didn't Bad Batch and Mando season 3 overlap?
Yes.
And towards then, the end of Bad Batch?
Yes. And then didn't, I think it overlapped too when it first came out. Like season 1, Bad Batch overlapped.
No.
No. No,
that was in the middle of the summer, 2020. There was nothing.
What did I think it overlapped with something? Maybe Visions?
Maybe Visions season 1, but I don't know. But we could be get doubling up towards the end of April or something if they choose to overlap, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell, and it's like one of those things where like you would think we would know now, but
we might get like a Super Bowl teaser or something.
That would be my guess. That's what I thought we were going to get a drop.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But we won't know. So, that being said, next week, book review with the High Republic book, and Grace will still be joining us for that. And I should say that if you didn't watch last week's episode or listen to last week's episode, Grace did first ever Comics with Grace episode on a High Republic comic, which is very important to this book that we are reading. So if you read the book, go listen to that because it's the Porter Engel comics. So she did a presentation like EU with Andrew, so that was fun. Learn about Porter Engel's backstory, and it's good preparation for the book review. So go check that out if you haven't already. But then we will be doing EU with Andrew, and then we will be doing Dark Disciple book review, which is strongly important to this season of Bad Batch because it's about Ventress and Quinlan Vos, and Ventress, spoiler alert, is in this trailer. And people are already thinking that they retconned the entire book because she should be, spoiler alert, dead by now in the timeline of Bad Batch. So,
well, I was like doing the live stream for it, for the trailer, and the chat was like, didn't she die in that book? I was like, I haven't read it yet, but I'm about to read it.
I knew she died, but like one of the producers or whatever of Bad Batch came out and said, we are fully aware of the book. We are not, nothing's going to contradict. It's going to, but like, so I'm guessing it's some sort of flashback or something. Some people are also speculating, well, we're already jumping ahead, getting the gun on this, but, or Night Sister Magic, she's a zombie or something. But I don't know. We don't know.
A yellow saber.
Yellow saber, which is cool. But we'll get to that. We'll talk about that more. But supposedly, there's not supposed to be a contradiction in the timeline. Nothing's retconned, but we'll see how that goes. So then after that book review, we will be doing 11 weeks of Bad Batch. And so there are three episodes at opening day. So Drew and I still have yet to discuss how we're going to do those three episodes. Then there's also a couple double weeks too, where there's two episodes in a week. So 15 episodes, shorter. Usually there's 16 episodes in this Bad Batch. So it's only 15 this time. So, but it's over a span of 11 weeks. So it's going to be nonstop Bad Batch for 11 straight weeks. Mm-hmm. So buckle up, boys and girls, because that's all we got.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Cool. I think that's, oh, also just a little minor thing. I got an email from Google today or yesterday saying that Google Podcasts are no longer going to be a thing. So if you are listening on Google Podcasts to Empire Radio, sorry, but you have to start listening on iTunes or Spotify or something else now. So, starting in March, I think it is. So, RIP Google Podcasts. Now I got to change my end card on YouTube videos because it has the logo on it. But yeah, I think that's it. So we might as well go into our scene by scene, frame by frame breakdown of this trailer. It's pretty nonstop, pretty fast. So I think we should be able to go pretty quick. But the famous last words here at Empire Radio.
And no chat. Spotify's a good. Spotify's fine. It's just Google.
Google. Spotify is not going anywhere. They're the biggest thing in the world for
music. All of a sudden, they became the podcast platform instead of iTunes podcast.
Yeah. So if you're on Spotify, you're still good to go. Because also the where we publish is through Spotify. So if they go bye-bye, we're bye-bye
too. We have another issue in our hands besides just...
All right, cool, cool. Bad Batch trailer. So yeah, it came out of nowhere. Oh, also we got all these announcements. We're already 8 minutes in, but go watch our reaction videos. Drew has his own reaction video, and I have my reaction video on YouTube. Go check that out. All right, let's jump into this. So starts out classic. Destruction, war, on a bridge. We got like some. Lat ships coming in, blowing stuff up, and that pilot of that ship is a stormtrooper, not a clone, and they're shooting like a tank type thing. And later on in the trailer, as you see, it's like going across that bridge and it's shooting its way out. So I'm guessing the Bad Batch is in there, because just in a few seconds they're escaping on that same ship on the edge of a mountain.
Yep.
Classic action scene on the edge of a cliff, about to go off the corner, being chased.
What are they? And they're on the only ship in Star Wars that has wheels.
Yeah, is that the same one from?
Yeah, it's the trooper. I don't forget the
name. We see it in episode 3 and then in Rogue One. So.
I forgot it was in episode 3.
Yeah, that's where on Kashyyyk. That's where it was originally. But yeah, they're getting shot at. And, oh my God, the thing popped up. But yeah, Hunter Zero has hold on, classic. And it's kind of basic trip, but then a bunch of troopers, stormtroopers, jump onto the ship or on the thing. So
And those aren't clones.
Those aren't clones. Those are straight stormtroopers.
How do we know that?
Because of the helmet.
Oh, we're just assuming.
Yeah, that's just an easy way for them to show the fans when they're watching who's a clone and who's stormtroopers. But yeah, so they're just plugging along, and then another ship comes in, and it's Fee, which is from last season, who had the little love thing with Tech.
Oh, poor Fee.
R.I.P. Tech, even though there's no way he's dead.
Dude, there's no way, bro. Star Wars. No one falls to their death. If he falls, he'd be the first character to die falling.
Yeah, so she comes in and they are able to escape.
Your ship kind of looks like the ghost, or is it just me?
Maybe a little bit. Nothing. But if you look at 17 seconds, someone, they're carrying somebody, like a body. Like, it's really brief. It's like a brown clothes or something.
Think it's Tech?
No. Tech's not that. That guy is a little chunky, dude. So I'm assuming it's a person, because it kind of looks like he's just hanging, his arms and legs are hanging down. But
ooh, I kind of like that, because when you see him again, they're not showing that person.
Yeah, so they probably just threw him up there. It was probably Wrecker carrying him, because he's a strong guy. So he probably just chucked him in the back of that ship. And then, who was that? Was that Wrecker or somebody who was jumping off the...
Hunter.
The Hunter?
No, Wrecker. Yeah, you're right.
Probably Wrecker. He looks a little bigger. But, yeah. So that's how it opens up. Then there's this spare shot. Is that... That must be Fee's ship that we just saw?
I think so.
So... The ghost is more like a triangle, diamond shape, or not triangle, a diamond shape. And this one's more square, but kind of has that same like profile from like the other angle from the back. But then we got Rex. He's here.
Rex.
Looking the same. So
that's
he's just.
Today.
Well, he ages 2 days in 1 day.
GG. Poor guy. Like a dog.
But yeah, he's standing there talking to Hunter, and he just says, I thought at the end of the war there'll be an end to losing more brothers. So then it's just kind of shots of like a bunch of destruction, like a destroyed building, another ship. And so we might be getting like montages, or like, I think this will get later with what with Palpatine is saying this later, but I think a lot of this season is going to be about them disposing of the clones, like hunting them down, hunting clones down, executing them, all
execute
that jazz.
Order 67.
67. Possibly. So eventually it's going to be here in Rebels. Like Agent Callus talking to like another Imperial officer or something, like when they discovered that there were clones on that one planet, like with like Rex and Wolf in them. He's like, I thought they were all like disposed of or something like that. So it kind of hinted at years ago that there was a more forceful like elimination of clones. So I'm guessing that's what it's going to be, which will be very sad. Seeing,
but also be kind of cool,
but also very sad,
because like we're gonna see like the Empire at its what it was gonna be, you know, like what we know it as, and
yeah, so to see it at its fullest evil, like, because we don't really like, we see like, yeah, we see like them on a smaller scale, like just occupying and kind of more stories and flashbacks and stuff of what the Empire did, but it'd be cool to see them actually going into planets, hunting down clones, like taken out. But this is a kid show. I don't know. I started rewatching season two today a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's like some very bro, it's not a terrible thing. I was like, it's just like people are just getting shot left and right and killed, and I'm like, dang.
The only kid thing about it is that they gave us the speeder episode in season two. That was about it.
Oh, yeah. I skipped that episode. When I was watching. I skipped that episode and then that one where they're going to that mountain and unlock that giant, like, giraffe robot thing.
The one that we thought was going to be something. And
yeah, I don't even.
Just a Lego.
I forget. What did we think it was going to be? I don't even remember.
I don't remember, but, like, it literally looked like a PS2 or PS4 game.
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Which, did you hear the rumor? There's a rumor that Sadie Sinks, you know who that is? Max from Stranger Things, the redhead girl.
Oh, yeah.
They might be doing a live-action adaptation, and she would be Aloy, the main chick in that.
Did you ever play that game?
I played the first one.
Oh, you did? Did you like
it? But the second one was on... I guess you could have played it on PlayStation 4, but I never got it because I was with PlayStation 5, which I still haven't gotten.
Yeah.
But I liked that first game. It was a lot of fun. Really cool story. And Sadie Sinks. Why haven't
you got a PS5 yet?
Huh?
Why haven't you got a PS5 yet?
Because I had to buy a new computer last month.
That's fair. And you're also just...
all my overtime, holiday pay, and extra money that I make in December that I was going to use to get a PlayStation 5.
It's all for you fans.
It's all for you. I got to get a new computer for you guys. So
you're welcome.
If you want to send me some money.
There's
there's
a Venmo link.
Yeah.
We'll put it in there. Not yours.
Will puts his in and everyone starts sending him money. A bunch of clips of two clips of like destroyed things when he's talking about clones, like thinking that they're going to longer be killed on a regular basis. But then flashback to Tech fallen, sacrificing himself. And it was like a flashback thing because it was like in yellow. But yeah, then we see like a tarmac of like a bunch of stormtroopers, and it kind of looks like, I don't know, like, they landed like in like a square of some like town or city. Yeah. And because like these little like booths, like where people like selling merch and
food, like a marketplace.
A marketplace. Yeah, that's a better word for it. I was like, I'm thinking of a word, but yeah, marketplace. So probably another invasion of some planet. But yeah, so then he's just talking about the Empire imprisoning the kid, but thinking, okay, now there's more to do. And we see Omega, and she has longer hair.
Well, it looks like she actually got a haircut.
I'm kind of... Really? No, she had short hair because it stuck out from her head. This one's like long enough where it's falling down. But it kind of looks like Ventress's hair. It's like almost the same.
Conspiracies.
Same haircut. That's kind of interesting. Because
there's two different images of Omega.
Yeah, so I think we're going to get a time jump. Like we're going to see her kind of like right away when she's in there. And then there's going to be time because I think later on, Hunter in the trailer says that it's been a while since they've seen her. So I think it's going to be, could be like a year later or something. They're still trying to track her down because they didn't have, when she got taken, they didn't have any leads on where to find her. So it's because that whole Mount Tantus thing is still super hidden that no one knows about it. But she's walking, clone commandos are escorting her. But then right after that, it's a different haircut. Literally,
yeah, it's like, different, like her normal hairstyle.
But she's getting escorted.
And that one, she looks like she's getting escorted by her sister.
The first one or second one?
The second one. Because if you pause it at 38 seconds, the shoulder or the arm of the person above her.
Oh, I don't know.
is like, it looks like just a normal outfit. So maybe this is like right away and later on is when it's.
Possibly. But yeah, so then she cross paths with Crosshair.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that, because look, he's super sad and depressed right now.
Yeah.
So I think this is them crossing each other in the hallway is going to be the first time they see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to give him motivation to like fight. He's going to see her and realize this is terrible. I'm the only one that can save her type of thing. And somehow that's going to be the spark that gives him hope to like fight for another day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be kind of cool seeing them conspire together to try and break out or something, or like send word out to the rest of the Bad Batch crew to like find him.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
It's kind of a way to heal Crosshair's arc too.
Right.
Like he's the one that ends up getting Omega out of that place because the Bad Batch can't figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
That's going to be a really good way to bring it all together.
Yeah. Let's see. And then we got Dr. Hemlock, which was a very compelling villain last season. We got this little taste of him here and there. I think he's a
good villain. He's a good bad guy.
We don't know a lot about him.
We were talking about last season how we didn't really have one.
Right.
And then, because like Crosshair was like the main kind of villain in season one.
Right.
And then like the bad guy that was above him like died off like right away in season two.
Yeah, like Rampart.
Yeah.
Like he ends up getting arrested halfway through the season because he was to blame for the clone attack or the cloning facility being destroyed when it got brought to light in the Senate. So I was like, okay, we don't have a villain anymore, but this guy popped up and he was kind of scheming a little bit. We don't know exactly, something up with clones, something with cloning, something because they got Nala Se taken.
Mm-hmm.
And when they captured Omega, they were like, we're going to harm Omega if you don't help us with cloning, saying that to Nala Se. So something with cloning somehow was related to the Zillow Beast. we didn't get any Zillow Beasts in this trailer.
That doesn't mean we're not going to get it, though.
But did you see what Andrew posted the other day?
Mm-mm.
So, you know that new Godzilla movie that's supposed to be like the best movie ever?
Yes.
That director went to Lucasfilm, invited by Dave Filoni, to do a showing at Star Wars Ranch or whatever it's called. And he's expressed that he wants to do a Star Wars movie.
Ooh.
And I want a Zillow Beast movie.
Dude, that'd be
a live action Zillow Beast movie. Just give it to me. I don't care. Just give it to me.
That'd be sick. I'd be down.
Way like better than this Mandalorian Grogu movie we're getting.
Is that the title?
Yes.
That's the title. That's confirmed. Yeah. I was in Hawaii and I saw that. I was like, that's not real.
I'm pretty sure it's that they're going to start production this fall.
It's called The Mandalorian Grogu.
Mandalorian and Grogu, yeah. So I'm guessing it's going to take place after season four.
So is this Dave Filoni's movie?
No.
Oh.
Dave Filoni is doing a Thrawn movie.
Well, yeah, I'm just...
Come on, dude.
Who's doing this one?
Jon Favreau. So, I mean, they said that there's still going to be season four, so that means...
In between?
I'm guessing this movie is going to take place after season four.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Wow. Well, at least we know Grogu doesn't die in season four.
Gosh, dang it. I hope he gets... Hopefully he dies and then the movie is just a flashback to something happened between seasons three and four. How about that?
They're just sitting on the island chilling.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, I'm mad about that. But yeah, Dr. Hemlock, he's here, and he just says to secure Omega in a cell. And she's like,
and this is her old haircut.
This is her old haircut, and she's holding some tray with, I don't know, like if it's like a test. It's like, it almost looks like chess pieces or something, but I feel like it's like a test. Like it's just some IQ test.
In all those bottles or something.
Oh, gosh. No, like like a mind test, like a game. Like she's being experimented on.
To see if she has the force.
No, like a speed test or something. Like to do a puzzle.
What's her Metachlorian count? Like Anakin played?
He didn't play any of them.
Speeder.
Oh, that. No. But yeah, so she's getting scanned by something. We don't know exactly what the deal is.
I think that's like to show that it's secure.
Probably. It's just a scan thing. Then we get her twin sister, the next frame, which
looks way more related to
the clones. What's her character's name?
I think Chad said it earlier. Actually, Chad, help us out. I think
I meant to look it up before we record, but I totally forgot. But yeah, so it's cool because I feel like she's gonna try and break her out too. So it's like gonna be Omega, Crosshair, and this girl who is her twin sister but older.
But she's a clone of Omega, or Omega a clone of her?
They're just simultaneous clones, female clones. So
but
they're
just
the same.
Faster.
Yeah, she's the one that would have an age acceleration. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what she does. But I don't know, she looks cool with those goggles, like glasses, scanner things on, whatever she's wearing.
I would rock those.
Yeah, cosplay. Cosplay as Omega's older twin sister.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing is the hair, but I figure it out. Wig.
We have to just grow it back and comb it over, dude.
Yeah,
probably. You could rock a comb over.
Should do like what the cool kids are doing these days.
I don't know what are kids bowl doing. It. People have been doing mullets forever, though.
Mullet's a bullet. You're bald on top and you have a mullet.
Oh. Kids are doing that? So they're shaving their heads?
No, old people are.
Oh, I don't know. But Hunter says here, they're in their ship. Omega's been waiting for us for a long time. And so she's just there sitting in her cell. She has a good view, though, for that.
I was
going to
say, that view, though.
That
view, though.
That's like a good view. There's like a waterfall back there, like rivers and mountains and stuff.
Kind of looks like Hawaii, honestly.
Fresh air every day. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But she's just sitting there looking out. She has the Kaminoan attire on with the logo on, with the I L looking thing. Quick spaceship chase.
But they don't have the Marauder anymore, right? The H&M. I thought it blew up in season 2, didn't it?
I don't think so.
That's not the H&M.
Well, there's probably the store.
Wait, actually, it actually might be.
No, because it's more
boxy.
Yeah, there's too much of a box in the middle for this. Unless it's carrying something. No, because the wings are more like broken wings, kind of. Mm-hmm. But, or this could be escaping from Mount Tantus. Like, it could be a ship that they steal or something. True. But they say that their mission is not over yet, starting February 21st. Which,
would you stop it at
what?
Trying to like put together at like 54, that hand, I don't know whose hand that is.
But then, well, I'm guessing it's just because they sit down in the ship. It's just.
Does that kind of look like the Harvest, the Marauder, though?
I don't know.
Why did I think it blew up?
You're thinking of the Razor Crest.
I know the Razor Crest blew up. Season RP. Two of.
But I don't know. I think it's a different ship because the wings aren't the same. The body's different.
Now, did you think we're going to get this soon?
No, I thought it was going to be this fall.
Like, it's like less than a month away already. We had no teaser trailer either. It was just like the original, like, here's a trailer.
Right. So the thing with animated shows is they're working on them nonstop because you don't need to set time to record. Like, yeah. Sets or anything like that. So I guarantee you that they were already... This was already in production over a year ago.
They're just doing it, and then as soon as the strike ended, they brought him in to do the voiceovers.
Maybe it's probably been a lot longer than that. Like most of this has been done for a while.
Yeah,
and so like they've been. I guarantee you, like when season one came out, they were already well in production of season two, and then before season two even came out, they were probably well in production into this because I'm guessing that animators can just work from home. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Cause don't weren't know. They going on strike too though?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that stuff. It was like the writer's strike. So it's
it was like writer's strike, but then it was like actor strike. And then it was
the actor's thing was separate. And that was like, more towards the end, I feel like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they just, I don't know.
But I think you're right. I wonder if they already, like, did all this already. And then now they're like, you know, let's just drop this first because everything else is still coming.
Yeah, like, probably after the strike, they probably just finalized everything and did final edits and stuff. And once they were done, they're like, all right, we can...
Drop this now.
In February, which this is bad timing because we got three episodes coming out that first day on the 21st.
Yeah.
We got to figure out when we're going to record.
I was going to say, how are we doing that?
But the next day on the 22nd, Avatar The Last Airbender comes out on Netflix.
Gosh dang it.
And I want to
binge. Is that all at once?
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to binge that when it comes out, have it done in like 2 days. But then we're going to probably have to record. Unless you take off work on that Wednesday, we can record all three episodes. But it could also be just like one big episode kind of is broken up. And we could
That's
just
what
do
I was
one.
Wondering, like, if but, it depends on how long. If the first episode's an hour and a half, then we're screwed.
Right.
So I guess listeners and everyone, like, just
we'll keep
your ear. Yeah, we'll keep you posted. Make sure you join the Discord. Well, keep your ear down because it could be one of those things where we turn it on and they're all 30 minutes long. And then we're like, you know what? Let's just do it all at once.
Yeah, it would be
one big long reaction video.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know if I'm going to do reaction. I want to do reaction videos, but I don't because it's so much work and my setup sucks and I don't know what I'm doing. And I always have issues when I try and do reaction videos. It's just like recording process. It's just I don't have the equipment to do it in space to do it well. So... But, yeah, so it just sucks that the Avatar, because that trailer dropped yesterday for that, or 2 days ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And
I still haven't watched it.
Dude, it's...
I was, like, almost thinking about doing a reaction video, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to watch the trailer and just watch it as raw as possible.
Bro.
Like, because I didn't see the first one yet either, the first teaser trailer. No, I haven't seen any of them, because I've been debating... Because if you guys don't know, we are going to do a YouTube exclusive on this show, on Avatar. 100%, because it's one of our favorite franchises.
I would say
Andrew's.
It's probably a top 10 TV shows of all time for me. So
there you go. And it's definitely up there for me. It was the first anime, finger quotes.
Yeah, it's not technically anime, but it has the same style.
That I... got into, and it's Dave Filoni.
Yeah, he was a producer or something. Like, he didn't really do any, he didn't do any writing or anything or directing.
He did a lot of the drawing.
Maybe like concept art.
Yeah, that's
not,
what I mean.
Like, he's not an animator specifically, but
no,
So he was just mainly a production, but Dave Filoni is cool. But he's not going to be involved in this because
he's
not owned busy by boy Disney or anything. So
yeah,
but yeah, so I'm trying to binge watch the first season of Avatar because this first season is covering the first season of Avatar. So
does that come out on Thursday?
Yeah, so this would be Friday. Or February is Wednesday, and then 22nd is a Thursday. And then we'll probably do a series review that first weekend in March, which would just be like a week and a half after it comes out.
Do you think they're going to do the early times?
The night before for Bad Batch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think it's because the kids show, they don't really care about having a... I hope they do, because then I don't know, it'd be hard to, we wouldn't be able to record Tuesday night, but I don't know, we'll have to figure it out.
No, but at least we could watch it and like my reaction, because that worked so well with Mando, because I could do my reaction the night before.
Yeah, and then you don't have to rush to get home.
I don't have to rush to get home to do my reaction video.
And then I could, if I did reaction videos, I could edit in the morning or during the afternoon on Wednesday because I don't work on Wednesdays, and I could have the posted before we record.
Mm-hmm.
But I doubt that because it's a kids show that they're going to do that.
Because they changed the times with Loki too, didn't they? Bump it up to Thursdays?
I don't remember.
I think they did. I still haven't finished that show.
Well, you're missing out, dude.
I know. Sorry. I was waiting for that, for you to say that. But
yep.
Anyways, trailer.
Anyway, 21st.
Palpatine.
So I think these are all clones here. So
that's
he's
confused. Because they're all
in
the old helmet.
Right, so he's walking with two Red Guards, some clone commandos. Hemlock is there with them. Nala Se is there. Those are all clone troopers.
Wonder if this is right away. And then Palpatine says what he says, and then they just turn around and shoot them all.
I don't know. It would be pretty crazy if they just get all get, they're just standing there and then he leaves and then like they do an orbital bombardment right in the arena here that they're standing in, kill them all. But I don't know. So he's Palpatine saying there's nothing of greater importance to secure the future of this empire.
He has such a good double chin, man.
Yep. And then
It's back to that place, I think, where they did that raid.
Maybe, because that looks like Fee's ship there. And you got those like mountains in the back. Is that like, I feel like we've seen that before. Is that the planet that they were at the end of season 2 or Tech Dies? Or falls, I should say.
I don't remember.
Where it's like those like jagged thing. I don't know. It looks like we've seen that.
The lighting's similar to that raid. So if that's the raid, then maybe they're doing that raid to get a Bad Batch.
I don't know. We'll never know.
Because if you look at 33 seconds, it's the same lighting.
Right.
So that would make sense. Like, they landed, and then they came there because they found out that the Bad Batch was there, and then he was saying that we can't go anywhere or whatever.
Maybe.
It's possible.
At 102, we have stormtroopers, and there's a mysterious figure there. That looks like kind of cool. I like... So I'm guessing that, remember from last season, there was that clone trooper that was like an assassin trooper that I have a feeling it's going to be like one of those type of troopers that they're trying to make, because they didn't they capture that one that we discovered, like they captured him but we didn't see him anymore or something. I can't remember. Or did he die?
I don't remember.
Oh, I think he died because he bit him. Didn't he bite his tooth and killed himself?
Shocked himself.
Or something.
But that makes sense, because what if it's like a clone of Crosshair? He does a similar, like that thing that Crosshair has, like the Boba Fett.
Oh. A lot of troopers had that. Clone troopers had that. Like Rex has that. But I don't know. I'm guessing it's just that those experimental clones that they're doing with.
It's going to be a cool toy, I'll tell you that.
That's going to be a cool cosplay when people start that doing too. That.
Someone somewhere is already drawing up that cosplay.
Yeah. So then you got some stormtroopers jumping into ships. And then Palpatine is still talking. He says, whatever is needed to accomplish this goal. Well, that was the MNH right there.
That's the MNH, yeah.
Yeah, that's the MNH there. You will have it, he says. So whatever the this is like he said, this is the most important mission for this empire. Whatever resource you need to accomplish this mission, you will have it. So, like, what is that? Like, it could be the clone, like taking out all the clones, like eradicating them, like whatever, like legion of stormtroopers he's talking to or something is like whatever you need to hunt down these clones. You will have it. Like, I don't know. It could be, or maybe this little beast gets out again and starts destroying Coruscant again. And he's like, whatever you need. But I don't know. I'm just really intrigued. But I feel like this season is going to be really focused on, have a focused story. It's like last season, it wasn't as focused as we would want. Like, it was really, really good, or it was like really kind of boring.
Yeah.
But like, I think if they focus on a singular story of like whatever Mount Tantus line is doing, whatever Bad Batch is doing, then whatever Palpatine is doing, like where it all like comes together, I think would be really compelling. And this Wrecker is blowing stuff up. Classic. I was looking at 111. This is a cool shot of this tank thing that has the wheels. This shooting out these rockets, and I think this is a cool.
That's a cool picture.
So, but what?
They blew up the MMH.
You mean before that?
No, right here at 111. That thing that's blown up in the background.
I could go back.
At 111.
Oh, right before the bridge scene?
Did I go to? Yeah, before the bridge scene.
Oh, I was right already before.
It's almost like 110.
Well, there's an explosion, but I don't know if it's. But
that's the MMH.
No, those ships are way too big to be the MNH.
No, but that looked like the same thing we said that was the MNH, that nose in the front. Because they're like running towards the explosion, not away from it.
Right, but those ships are way too big. Those things are huge. Those are like big transport ships, I think. And it's Bad Batch. They're always blowing stuff up, so.
That's fair.
But yeah, that tank shooting at stuff, and then they're getting shot at. But then I don't know if you're at 114, there's a stormtrooper in like whatever a starship or something, but it says they're coming, and it's CX-1 is the person who's talking. So like clone X-1, like are these like experimental clones that we're talking about, like I don't know. They're just
possible
XCX clones.
Maybe they're all the zombie clones.
Maybe could have zombie clones. Then we got clone commando taking charge here, like in some transport ship with stormtroopers. And then at 116, we have the MNH again flying over. This looks like this could be the Mount Tantus planet because it's nice and forest stuff, but I don't know. 116, Fennec.
Fennec, which we didn't see her last season, but we saw her the first season.
She looks different here.
Yeah, she looks older.
Older, wiser. But I don't know. And then right after that, we have some Cad Bane quick.
Yeah, I got super pumped for Cad Bane.
Yeah.
Because we didn't see him last season either.
Nope. But now that in first season when we see him, that reveal, that was like one of my favorite scenes from the whole season.
For sure. I love that season. That, especially that part, that was crazy.
Yeah, so anytime Cad Bane shows up, it's always a good time. I always like his like one-liners that he has. Like,
yeah.
My favorite one that he does from Bad Batch was like when he's like has Omega and she's like dragging her feet basically. He's like, by hook or by crook, you're coming with me, little lady. I think it was a funny.
You notice his hat smaller.
No. It's the same.
Well, it's smaller in Book of Boba.
Nah, it's about the same.
Really?
He gets different ones, so they're going to look a little different from hat to hat. But either way, it's still classic. We basically just see the silhouette of him. We don't see his blue skin, and we know it's him because of that, and also the tubes coming off his face.
Oh, you know it's him. You know it's him. No one else wears that kind of hat.
Or maybe it's like his brother.
Oh, stop. Stop. Don't do that to me.
It's like Tad Bane or something like that.
Bro. It's Tad Bane, man.
And they meet each other and they're arguing. Man, your name should be Mad Bane because you're always mad at me, bro.
Oh, my God.
And if they're you know, they meet and they're arguing, what better way to talk things through and patch a broken family than with a hot beverage around the table? And the best way to do that is with some coffee or tea. And coincidentally, once again, our sponsor for today is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. So if you have a conflict and you need to hash out some hard things,
especially with your siblings,
sibling that's mad at you, Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So let's take a listen to that.
Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm pleased to tell you that the sponsor of today's episode is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. If you don't know anything about Wesley Andrews, you definitely should. They're an award-winning coffee roaster and shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they make fantastic coffee. The awesome thing is that whether you live in the Twin Cities or not, you can get their coffee beans delivered straight to your door by ordering them online. They even have a subscription service that ensures you never run out of amazing coffee. If you've been looking for some new coffee to try or a way to elevate your normal coffee routine, now's your chance. Head over to wesleyandrews.cc, use the code EMPIREradio, that's with a capital E and a capital R with no space at checkout, to get 15% off your first purchase of any bags of coffee or a coffee subscription. I can't think of a better deal. Get 15% off some great coffee, support a small business, and support your favorite Star Wars podcast. In the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
All right, cool. So Cad Bane is there. And then what else? Now let's say.
For all of you.
For all of you. So this guy here. I think so. He has that black armor on. So I think it's that guy from.
Oh, that's
four. So he has the same look in. Okay, they're all the clones. They all have the same model.
Like, where are you
but
going with this?
The way that they can animate things and the way D. Bradley Baker can just changed the voice a little bit. Like, it reminds me a lot of that clone from last season that was like the assassin clone. And so I think that's who this guy is here. And I believe right after that, that is Commander Wolf.
It is.
Which we know that they already found Gregor in season one. And we were like, well, it's Gregor, Rex, and Wolf in Rebels. And so here's Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
So
we don't know if he's turned yet. Because right, he is with a
clone
commander.
So he's still like doing things, like kind of like Cody last season. He was continuing with the Empire, but then he defected, which I don't think we see Cody in this trailer, but like we just know that he left last season and we don't know where he went. So hopefully we see Cody again. If we see Cody again, he's probably going to die.
Oh, because we didn't. He's not in Rebels.
He's not in Rebels. And I feel like all of Bad Batch is going to die.
I think so too.
They have to. Like, unless it's like Hunter and Omega, they are all the only ones and they escape and they live happily ever after, like on somewhere. But there's no way that it would just be lame because then they're alive and then they're going to finish their story in some comics or something.
Or they just hide away.
But
Tech marries that girl.
Yep. So then at 121, I think they're back on that planet where they planned on staying, where it was like that tropical planet where Tech and Fee kind of fell in love a little bit and it was nice and peaceful. Cause they had like that beach background.
Yep.
We got a shot of Rex again. We got Echo. And then it flashes to that assassin clone guy. He's like, he's like a flamethrower.
Out of his hand almost.
I think it's kind of like one of those mini gun type things. Like he's just holding something on top and then the back with his arm, other arm. That's cool. But then Omega with long hair, she's flying a ship. So she's going to be
escaping,
which might be that ship that we were wondering what it was like escaping maybe. And then Wrecker, I'm going to have like hollow thing. Give us a real challenge. Like he always wants something hard. And a big alligator is yanking. I don't know who that is. It might be Hunter because he has that orange reddish stripe on his helmet.
I think it's Hunter. If you pause at like 127, it's definitely Hunter. It's not Mr. I Open Doors.
But then you see Echo. What's the over under? How many doors is he gonna open this season?
I like this game. We should have a poll in the chat. That should be our question.
All right, that'd probably be our poll. We'll do a poll on that.
We still gotta vote right now.
How many doors? We gotta remember the count though. How many doors is he open?
Help us remember. I'm saying seven.
Seven times? That's the over under. So the over under would be six.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing over six.
I'm doing over six.
But what if he closes a door? Does that take away from the?
Don't count.
Does that minus?
Well, if he manually shuts a door, it still counts.
That counts? All right. How many doors does he control?
Correct.
There's gonna be an episode where
we're just gonna sit there.
It's gonna be like a prison maze. And he's gonna open up like them all at the same time.
That's gonna be the filler episode.
So I don't know. You said over, but I don't. I feel like it's gonna be more. I think it's gonna be over six for sure. I don't think it's gonna be any more than 10.
Ten's a lot
because he only did it like three or four times. I feel like last season. but I don't know. But
they're gonna go get Omega.
He's gonna be hacking a lot of doors.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But back to here.
Wait, so you had a pick.
No, I said over six, but I don't have
over
a
six. But you don't have a stop point.
No more than 10. 10 will be the max. But anyway.
What if we're both at 7?
Or it's right at 6.
Oh, my gosh.
But back to the trailer at 128, Wrecker jumps in after the alligator. But if you pause it when he's in midair, you see who's on that boat?
Fennec?
Fennec. Is it Fennec or Fennec?
Fennec, I think.
Fennec, because Fennec is the guy from Hunger Games.
Yes.
Okay, I was like...
Did you ever watch the new Hunger
Games? No, I never got a chance to. It's going to go streaming next month, I think, so I'll watch it streaming.
I know, I really want to see the new, like, Godzilla, but apparently it's going back into theaters, and then they're doing a black and white version of it.
Yeah, it's just black and white.
I'm like...
I don't want to see black and white.
Me either.
But that, it's not really in many theaters anymore, so like, I'll just have to wait to it.
I don't want to wait, man.
And since it's a Japanese film, it's probably going to take a lot longer to go on streaming.
Because who has the rights to it?
I don't know.
Probably Paramount.
I'm guessing it would be on Amazon for rent before.
Well, sure. I don't want to do that.
It's not going to be on free on streaming anything for a while.
But I'll come over. Maybe that should be, well, it'll probably be out. But if it's not out by then, whoever wins this bet, rents the movie and we watch it together. How about that?
Okay.
Deal. We both lose. It's like under six, like way under six. It's like two doors. They didn't need a droid at all this whole season.
Yep. But... yeah, we don't got Echo either, so he's probably dead too. His hands gonna get stuck in the thing. He's gonna be stuck in the good door, shot. And then he gets left behind because he's just stuck. His nub is stuck opening a door that he gets stuck in. But yeah, so this is a boat. Like this is like the second time we've ever seen a boat in Star Wars.
Oh, true. I didn't think about that part.
So yeah, a boat in Episode One. Or I'm sorry, Episode Two, mm-hmm. like with Padme and Anakin, and then we see in Mandalorian Season Two. But this is definitely gonna be like a swamp, redneck, bayou,
which probably maybe that's where they find Cad Bane.
I don't know, maybe.
And that'd be the first time that Fennec sees...
Because I'm guessing it's going to be similar to the first season where Fennec and Cad Bane are both after the same target. And so if she's there...
He's probably there.
He's probably there, so...
And they're probably helping her because they've helped her in the past.
Yeah, so...
And they're probably after Wolf. Ooh.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
Do you think we're going to get the sisters, those Martez sisters from Clone Wars that were helping out Rex?
Maybe. I'm surprised we haven't seen Ahsoka.
No, she's too big of a distraction for this kind of show. Like, she doesn't need to be in it.
But if you saw it, though.
I don't want her in it. I would be kind of mad if she showed up.
I wouldn't be.
Because it's like, let the Bad Batch do their thing.
We might see her at the end and Rex goes off with her or something.
That could be like very end where we're going to put you on this planet. But I feel like, I don't remember how long they were on that planet by themselves. Because I know
in
Rebels. Like I wonder, because like, she's like, oh, we haven't seen her in a long time. And like they haven't seen each other in a long time, so it could be at the end of this they
go off together.
She brings them there. Like this is a planet I know you could go where the Empire won't see you.
Yeah, because I wonder if the Bad Batch do all die, then it like goes over to like Rex as like the main character for a little bit. Dude, what if we get a Rex spinoff show?
I don't know. We could do like an Ahsoka Rex show where it's like her being Fulcrum.
That'd be cool.
All that jazz.
Kind of want that live action though.
That's not going to happen. I know. If they did a live action Ahsoka during like the Empire time, it would be like 5 years from now, so that
the one
Ariana
be older
green belt or green bolt or whatever her name is.
Yeah, she can be old enough
to do it because she's 15 or six. She's 16 right now, so
be like
Ahsoka was 17 at the end of the Clone Wars. So
that'd be cool, though.
You got to add, you know, 5 years for it to really kind of look like she's a,
like in the middle of episode 5.
The movie? Episode
5.
The movie. No, it should be like between 3 and 4 when she's Fulcrum.
Was that 5 years, though?
No, we don't know.
Oh.
Like, because we know, well, the book, the entire Ahsoka book got retconned by Tales of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And so that she became Fulcrum at the end of that book, which was like 2 years after episode 3 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But this is
I'm kind of mad we read that book. Well, we're about to read another book that's about to get retconned.
No, we'll talk about that. They say it's not retcon, but anyway. Wreck jumps in the water after the alligator. And it goes one, and then some cool little like mini Star Destroyer looking thing, cool looking ship. That's pink. Mm-hmm. Flies by one last Hunter and Wrecker. They're about to fight somebody. One last fight. Wreck says, everybody down. Hunter says, we're not big on following orders. Then there's like this weird like
whoa.
Dog thing.
You see who's next to Hunter? We're not big to... That's Crosshair. That's Crosshair's gun.
It's
Crosshair's gun, bro.
You don't know that.
Who else would that be? It's not...
She's not the only one in the galaxy with a sniper rifle or a rifle-looking thing.
No, but he... It totally looks like... And the armor? He got his black suit back?
Dude, that's maybe.
It's
you
not...
You might be right. There's not, for me, there's not enough evidence to make...
Okay, but there's not enough nub. We know it's...
Yeah, I know it's not... They're recruiting people. It could be Wolf. It could be other clones. It could be...
It's Crosshair. My money's on Crosshair.
You could be right. I'm not going to say that it's not. I'm just saying there's not enough evidence. It's just a barrel of a gun.
You're listening, watching, whatever. Pause at 136 and let me know what you guys think.
Well, 136 and 137.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But then after that, there's like this weird like...
Dog
thing with like a shark fin on its head. I don't know.
It's like a rhino dog.
Do you think maybe that's like what they're making? They're making an army of these evil dogs to like work for the Empire.
I know, but it attacks like
if that's a stormtrooper that's attacking.
Yeah.
So then then it jumps to that same ship that was escaping at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Front and that is Mount Tantus right there. So that could be Omega
driving that thing.
Trying to fly out of there or something.
And then what ship is that's shooting the troopers at 140?
I don't know. It's another... Well, you can see that the structure is like far down. It's like a big...
Mm-hmm. So kind of looks like that one that blew up earlier, but it's not... You're right, it's not the Havoc Marauder, though. So,
and then at 140, so I didn't watch the trailer with subtitles on. I know you did. So, did you watch my reaction?
Mm-hmm.
I freaked out, dude. Like I heard the voice. I immediately recognized it. And then it says, I wasn't planning on killing you. And it was Asajj Ventress's voice. And some clone is, or someone's jumping on the ship, or Hunter jumping on.
Throw the clone off of it.
Oh, that's a stormtrooper. He throws them off. RIP. And then Asajj says, but you're making it very tempting. And then it's just her. And she's super good. Super fast and fluid. And I tried pausing her on her like shoulder pad, like what that symbol is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who it is. But she looks really good. Like I like that hair. I like
kind of looks like a clone.
I like the yellow blade.
Yeah,
I think because I think in that book cover she has a yellow blade.
Oh, so, really? Dude, I haven't even like bought that book yet.
Bro, you better hurry up, dude. It's like in 3 weeks we gotta do the book review, dude.
I know. Tell me about it.
But it's not as long as like it's only like 11 hours, not for the audiobook. So you could get that done in a week.
Oh yeah, I'll probably even make it shorter than 11 hours.
Right. So 1.3 speed, get it down to like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's super good. I think it's really cool. Yeah. And of course they mislead you because then they go to Hunter and Wrecker aiming gun like it's at her, but
it's not even this right.
It's not the same environment. And she charges forward. And that's it. Bad Batch, final season, 3-episode premiere, Disney Plus. So that's the trailer. And like I said, like one of the producers or whatever said in an interview or whatever that they are fully aware of the book and the story there, and anything new is not going to contradict that. So that it has to be a flashback of some sort, unless it's some Night Sister magic where she's alive again. But I'm done with them bringing back dead people. Like, it's just kind of annoying, but.
Well, we're going to read the book and break it down before this comes out. So,
which is perfect timing. Like literally
the week before
the thing starts, we're going to be doing a review. So,
you guys can see right away what we know.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped for this, this season. Actually,
I just don't want any filler episodes. I know there's going to be some that are not going to be as good as others, but
I don't think we're going to get we didn't see. Okay. If you look at last year's trailer, which I did, we saw that filler episode.
Yeah. In the trailer. Yeah.
In the trailer. So in this trailer, there was nothing in this trailer that told me there's filler.
Right. I think there'll be like side missions that are going to matter.
Yeah,
story, but they're not going to be like super intense.
Or they're going to be side missions with cool characters like Cad Bane.
Finnick and Cad Bane.
So it's like, I'll take that. Like, that's fine.
But I feel like even though there's kind of like side missions, I feel like mm-hmm. it's because they're trying to get a resource so that they can find Omega or recruit some clones that are rogue to like help find Omega. Like, I think everything's going to be more focused. So, I don't know. I'm still like freaking out about Asajj Ventress because she just looks so cool. But yeah, so that's.
I'm excited to see the band back together before they all die.
Oh gosh, that's gonna be so sad,
dude. They kill Omega.
They're not gonna kill Omega, dude. They could.
There's some listeners, not gonna say names, who will be super depressed if they kill
him. Oh, well, we're hearing from her in a few minutes on voicemails. Okay.
Well, I guess you'll know who we're talking about.
I think it would be really cool to have Omega. I'm guessing they're going to do like a book or something with her. I really think it would be cool if she meets Boba at some point. Like, I doubt it's going to be in this show. Could be, but...
Dude, imagine if Boba instead of Cad Bane was in that walkway. I would have cried. I would have freaked out. Bob was young still.
Same age as Omega. They're literally the same age. Because he was the Alpha clone and she was the Omega clone at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So.
It'd be cool.
We haven't got
Bulba in this show yet. Would think the Empire would be trying to get Bulba too.
Maybe, yeah. But I feel like a lot of the Empire doesn't even know about Bulba. Because he was just kind of Django's payment. He's like, I'm getting paid a lot, but I also just want an unaltered clone of myself to raise as my son. So it was just kind of like the Republic didn't care. Palpatine didn't care. Like, he probably didn't even know.
Probably didn't know because after episode 2, we never saw him again.
Right.
Like, Palpatine probably didn't even know.
So I think it would be cool even if it's not in the show, like if it's like an Omega book or like a Boba Fett book or something that takes place after the show, but before the original trilogy,
mm-hmm.
It'd be cool to see them meet.
We'll definitely break that one down for sure.
Yeah. But they're definitely not going to kill him. If they kill Omega, it would be next level for a kid show to kill a little girl like that. Like, that would be really crazy.
That's not a kid show anymore.
It's like
adult
it's like
animation.
The first episode, they kill her off.
Oh, my Lord. She escapes and they just blow her up. They just blow the ship up.
Yep, she gets in her ship and she's getting out and she's about to type in the hyperdrive thing. Then boom. And then that's it. But then the Bad Batch doesn't know that she died, but they're still going there to find her.
And then that's how they all die?
They go to Mount Tantus and they're like, realize
she's not
there. And
Crosshairs joins them and then...
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And they really sad. But I the only reason I don't want that happening because I know Addie would be bawling her eyes out. I don't want that.
Yeah. We know Addie's listening. Send us a voicemail next week about how you would feel if that happened.
If they killed off Omega.
If they killed off Omega.
That'd be rough. But yeah. So we'll keep you guys posted in the Discord how we're gonna do our episode breakdown and stuff. We won't know until like that Wednesday, because if it's like 3 20-minute episodes, 25-minute episodes, we could maybe just do one big one.
Unless they release the times
ahead of time, yeah, then maybe we could plan ahead or whatever. But don't be surprised if we do separate episodes for each one, or if we do two episodes and then one episode for separate recordings.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't know until it happens. And then, but I'm pretty sure like those 2 weeks where they double up, those would probably be like easy back-to-back ones we could do together. Yeah. I think they did that last season too, where we just did 2 episodes together,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of like one little mini arc, 2-episode mini arc
that
would work well. So we'll keep you posted. Let me know if you want me to do reaction videos.
Episode 1 of season 1 was like what?
Season 1 episode 1 was 75-minute long episode premiere.
Yeah, so it could be something like that.
Where I could take 3 episodes is equal to like one big one.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Which I kind of hope that's the case and not just 3 75-minute episodes.
Right.
That'd be a lot.
Now, if they did, I'd be all for it too.
I'm not going to complain, but that's a lot of work on our end.
Yep.
So we'll find out. And we'll also find out if we get them on Tuesday or not.
Yeah. All right. Cool, cool. Well, let's transition over to everyone's favorite time of every episode, voicemail time.
It's voicemail time.
All right. Cool, cool. Well, we have 3 voicemails tonight, plus an email from Elias. And
an email from Elias.
Yeah, sometimes he does email, sometimes he sends in voicemails. But he actually sent this last week, and he sent it after I set everything up and was getting ready to record. And so I missed it. So sorry, Elias, I missed it. But we got it this week. And it's kind of related to what we talked about tonight. But who do you think is the coolest Star Wars character? I think Cad Bane is definitely the coolest. And he's not dead. No way Boba killed him that quickly. I think he's dead.
I don't think he's dead. I don't know.
I hope he's dead. Because like I just said, I don't want people bringing him, all these people back to life. I hate, I'm done with that in Star Wars.
We heard beeps.
Whatever.
His droid went to go grab him.
Maybe. But probably not.
He's half robot anyways.
No, he's not. He just has some air tubes. Do you know why he has those air tubes on his... way he does?
I don't remember.
It's so that Jedi can't force choke him, so he suffocates. It's to bypass that.
Yeah. What a boss, dude.
That's kind of cool. But yeah, so who do you think is the coolest character in Star Wars? Cad Bane is a good one.
Definitely my top five.
Definitely.
I don't remember what I picked.
I think I like Kit Fisto a lot. I think he's cool.
Didn't we pick Ahsoka, though, as our favorite?
Well, she's my favorite character, but she's not the coolest character.
Oh, it's different.
Different. Coolest is someone who's, when they're on screen, you're just, like, fanboying over them and, like,
probably always liking it, no matter what. Or Thrawn.
Thrawn's pretty cool. Like I said, Kit Fisto, I think he's just a cool guy. I'm kind of mad that he got killed so easily by Palpatine in episode three. There's so many characters. Like
Maul, when you see Maul on screen, I still remember that.
Solo ending.
Oh my gosh. But I also remember Book of Boba when Cad Bane was walking out.
Yeah, that was
a boss. Oh,
that was one of my favorite scenes, like
for sure,
ever. But like, but also another cool character, like in the moment, was Black Chrysanthemum in Book of Boba Fett when we see him for that first time walk in.
That was scary.
That was scary. And then after that, he was kind of like, oh,
yeah, he's kind of whack after
that. But I remember watching that. I'm like, who the heck is this guy?
Yeah,
like, he's but so yeah, cool, he kind of fell scary. Off pretty quick. And any guy kind of like was not as cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with Elias. I think anytime I see Cad Bane on screen, I get like, because even in the Bad Batch season one, when we saw him, that was crazy. That was so cool.
It was unexpected. You mm-hmm. just hear his voice first, and
he's just sitting there. It's a toothpick
leaning against the thing.
Yeah. Freaking boss, dude. Yeah, Cad Bane.
Can't forget about Broom Kid. He's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, there we go. When we saw Boba the first time and the Mando show, that was pretty cool.
Oh, when he turned around.
Season two.
When his speeder's going and he turns around, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty sweet.
I know there's a lot of more cool characters. I just can't think of them because there's so much Star Wars content and so many characters that I'm just forgetting. Porter Engel is cool. I like him from the High Republic. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Go, like I said, go check out that Comics with Grace backstory presentation. That was pretty fun. All right, cool. Well, thank you, Elias. All right. Well, next up. Well, we already mentioned she sent one in, but let's take a voicemail from our good friend, Addie.
Hey, Empire Radio, it's Addie, back with another voicemail, and this one's not going to be quite as normal as my usual voicemails, because a Bad Batch Season 3 trailer dropped today, and, let's just say it was an emotional roller coaster for me. I pretty much cried the entire time, I don't know why, just ask my sister. It was amazing. Honestly, that's my opinion, is that it was really good. And the fact it's only coming out next month is even better. Like, come on, keep it coming. Yeah, that's basically all I have to say. Anyway, let me know your thoughts on the trailer. and Bad Batch Season 3. Have a great day, and may the Force be with you. Bye!
Thank you, Addy, for that voicemail. And luckily for you, we devoted an entire podcast episode to your question.
An hour of letting you know how we feel about this episode.
So hopefully
we know you're going to be listening. So.
Yep. So hopefully that answered your question about what our thoughts.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm excited. I hope you're excited. It sounds like you are. I hope.
I kind of wish you would have recorded a reaction to you crying the whole time. We could have played it on here. That would have been kind of cool. But it's always next. Oh, wait, there's not a next season.
Oh, there's probably going to be a sequel or something.
Yeah.
Another spin up. Like, do you think that they're going to do another animated show with the same style?
I really think they're going to do a Rex show.
I really think they just need to keep with this art style. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Like, I like Rebels and that sort of style too.
Cool, but
like, there's just the Clone Wars style with how well that they do it now.
Especially like, now, dude. It doesn't even look. There's some scenes you're like, huh? Like, is that real?
Like environment stuff from like a distance. Like, it always looks like photorealistic. Like, it's a live action forest or stuff like that. So.
And I think they will. Better. I think they probably invested too much money in this group of designers to not.
Right.
So.
And it's way cheaper to produce higher quality stuff now than it was 15 years ago when they were making.
Well, a lot of this stuff they can probably like.
Copy and paste.
Yeah, exactly. Like just cover up, you know?
I just like. Like I said, I was watching Bad Batch Season 2 a little bit today and. I just like the texture of like how everything looks like a paintbrush kind
it
of.
It looks like a painting.
This looks cool how they do that. And this looks, I don't know. I think they need to keep doing this art style.
I agree. And I really think they're going to either have an Omega. She's the only one that survives. And she has her own like sideshow. And that's what Addy really wants.
And so they have her as an older anyway because it's her sister. So like they could just. Copy paste and give her blonde hair rather than the brown hair. Like
hashtag give it to Addy. Give her a show that she wants. Or they're gonna do like a Rex, like the three amigos show.
They call it the Three Amigos. Star Wars, the Three Amigos.
Yeah.
leading
up to them being on that planet, you know?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Who knows?
Like there's so much they could do with that too,
because they haven't announced. Obviously, they haven't announced any other animated shows, but they could this year sometime.
Unless they're just gonna keep doing Tales of the Jedi, which is pretty similar art style.
It is the same art style, actually.
Yeah,
I think about it. Which
they might just switch to like Tales of the Jedi, and
because they said it's season two of Tales of the Jedi, but some people were saying it's a rumor that it's just. Tales of the like series, and that each season is going to be a different category. Like, Tales of the Sith would be one season, Tales of Bounty Hunters, Tales of the
that'd be cool.
Something
we see how Cad Bane became Cad Bane, that'd be cool. Him as a baby,
see how he gets the hat, like, how why, like,
or see when he puts the tubes in,
maybe
that'd be cool. I still want a what if though.
That is a rumor also. Did you hear that? I think that happened when you were in Hawaii. There's a rumor that they're working on a Star Wars What If show right now.
And they could do that in this style.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Addy. Next up from our favorite pod racer, Garrett. So last week, he's on some new planet where there's like new racing scene. And he's like, there's this big race thing. And if I win, I get to go on a big giant like space cruise. So let's go see where he's at this week.
Hey, Empire Radio, it's Garrett. Guess what? I won the competition, so I get to go on the cruise. I'll be sure to pre-record a voicemail because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have any connection at all or whatsoever. Maybe I got like 2 hours or something like that. So I'll be sure to record a voicemail for you guys so that you can play it over the week while I'm going to be gone. But I'm wondering, if you guys could go on a cruise, what would be one thing that you would want to do on that cruise, like an activity, like snorkeling in the Bahamas or something like that, or ziplining through, I don't know, Madagascar or something like that, some crazy like activity that you'd want to do. Anyway, see you next week.
All right. Well, congratulations on winning the big shindig and winning the space cruise. But your question, if we could go on a cruise, what would we want to do? Like, I think it's lame when people go on cruises, but then, like, they just get off the boat and, like,
it's, like, perfect for old people, though.
It's just weird that, like, people are like, oh, I went on a cruise, and then it's, like, pictures of them, like, standing on a beach, like.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Like,
I mean, I get it, but I also, like, my parents goes on cruises, and it's, like, way better that they don't plan anything. They just do whatever they want in the boat. They get to relax. And then there's drop points where they can go get off the boat and, like, explore and stuff. And my parents did one in Mexico, and they did one in Alaska. The Alaska's cruise would be cool because you, like, watch, like, they saw whale watching and all that stuff. And then they got off and they're able to go salmon fishing and stuff like that. Like, that would be cool. I'd probably want to do something more like that. But then going to a cruise and, like, stopping on all the islands in Hawaii would be really cool, too. I would do that.
I don't know. I've never, like, everyone knows, if you've been listening, I don't care about traveling and seeing the world.
Yeah.
But, like, a cruise is something I would not, I'd be, like, one of my last things I would do for, like, traveling or vacation.
Steph wants to go on a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind at some point, because, like, Disney cruises too are, like, there's a lot of kid activities,
right?
So you don't actually, like, have to watch your kid the whole time. There's, like, professionals that will watch your kid for you while you can just sit at the pool. Right. So that'd be kind of cool, like, when Miles gets a little older, like, to do that. But yeah, I don't know. It's not really anything that I'm, like, at my age dying to do, but I understand, like, why, like, my parents do it, you know?
It's, like, it's pretty cheap, too.
It's,
like,
not, it's that one expensive, of the too.
Cheaper, like, travel things. So, like, it's plausible, it's like, to, like, for a lot of people to do it.
I think you, like, my parents dropped, like, they had their last cruise, they had, like, a buy one, get one. So it was, like, they literally.
What?
Yeah. And, like, I almost, me and Steph almost went on that cruise with them, because at one point they had their rooms for, like, $50 a night because they're trying to fill up the boat. So for, like, a week vacation on a cruise, the most expensive part is getting to the boat for us. Flying to, because the only reason why we didn't go on the Alaska cruise, it was, like, super cheap to get, but then we don't have, like, a window, like, room or whatever. We just have, like, a room. But it would have been, like, $2,000 at the time to fly to Seattle from here was, like, the cheapest flight we could find last minute to get on the boat. It's, like, $2,000 for me and her both. It's, like, $1,000 each. And that's where we're like, nah, you can't, like, that's not cheap anymore. So there's times, though, you can get really good deals. Like, my parents, yeah, they got one. My dad won a cruise ship, like, trip on their last cruise they went to. So I think they literally just bought my mom a ticket, and then that was it. And they spent, like, under $2,000 on this vacation.
Fun.
So I understand the, like, reason why people do it. It's just, I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I just don't want to be, like, crammed on a boat with so many people.
Dude, and being out sea that long is, I feel like I would get sick.
Like, I've never, like, I've been on, like, a pontoon boat on a calm lake.
I went deep sea fishing in Hawaii.
Dude, I saw that video you posted.
You
would not be able to pay me $1 billion to go on that
boat.
I
lost track on how many times I puked, bro. Like, I literally lost track.
Those waves are so big.
It was sketchy as hell.
I would never do that. I was scared just watching it on Instagram reels.
Like, weird tangent, but let's just say the captain tried to warn my cousin who booked it to not go, and he was like, he's one of those people that, like, won't take no for an answer, and he's like, oh, we'll be fine. And then we got there, and they spent 15 minutes, I'm not even kidding you, on how to properly puke on the boat, and then And then when at the end, I was like, yeah, that was really bad. And he's like, well, I tried to cancel on you guys, but you guys were adamant about going. I was like, well, we didn't hear anything about this because he was the only one talking to the captain and he didn't tell us anything about that. He's like, well, this is the only day we could do it. I'm like, then we just don't do it because only one person didn't get sick. Even the captain and the deckhand both were puking. Like, that's how bad it was. And the deckhand's like, I've been doing this my entire life. And he said that was the worst he's ever been on a boat. And I'm like, what the heck, bro? Like, it was so bad, dude. It was so, like, I have a video I'll show you, Jeremiah, later. And it's like the one person on the boat that wasn't puking. And he panned and all of us were like, looked like we're about to die. It was bad.
Because it's not normally that rough of waves, right?
Because they had a cold front and then they had like a north wind, so it was like pushing. At one point, literally, I was sitting and the boat went almost completely sideways and I literally slid halfway down the boat. And it wasn't a big boat either, it was a small boat.
No, like, I could,
it was gnarly, dude. It was bad,
but you could see from the shore how bad the waves were, or was it bad? Like,
well, we went out in the way out there, dark. Yeah, but we were only 3 miles out. Like, we weren't even that far out.
But I'm saying from the shore, you couldn't see that the waves were like...
No, rough. Because it was dark.
It was?
Yeah, like, we went out at sunrise. So in between puking, it was really cool to watch the sunrise like in the water.
Oh, so by the time I saw the video, the sun already came up.
Yeah, I already puked by the time you saw that video. Like, I literally lost track, dude. It was gnarly. It was bad. So... I'm with Andrew on this. I'm never going deep sea fishing ever again, dude. Because I also get car sick if I'm not in the front seat. So like, just, for me, it's like already
kid.
It's already like a bad thing. So yeah, it's like Miles gets car sick a lot. So it's kind of one of those things where like I kind of knew I was gonna get sick and like puking once or twice, but literally couldn't. I had to chug water so I could puke more because there was nothing in me to puke anymore. Like, that's how bad it was, bro. It was, yeah.
Well, yeah. Garrett, thank you. That was probably more puke than you were expecting. Yeah.
Hopefully you don't get seasick while you're on this boat.
Or his space cruise.
Drowned or
wherever you're going on vacation. Seems like he's actually going on vacation in real life. I
think he's actually going on a cruise in real life.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, last up. From a first-time voicemail sender. Ooh. So we're always excited for a first-time sender. So let's take a listen to someone named Owen.
Hey, Empire Radio. My name is Owen, and I wanted to give you guys a Star Wars book recommendation. It's called Star Wars The Old Republic Fatal Alliance by Sean Williams. It's a Legends book from 2010 based off the Star Wars video game Star Wars The Old Republic. It has a really interesting plot involving a Jedi Padawan, Sith Apprentice, a discarded special forces trooper, and even a Mandalorian. Thanks, and may the force be with you always.
All right, cool. Owen, thank you for sending that voicemail in and for the book recommendation.
Yeah, sweet. Thanks for sending more voicemails.
That could be
an EU with Andrew, though.
An EU with Andrew. That would be a good episode. So Drew and I don't read EU books.
No, it just confuses me.
But
I did read that zombie book, though.
But yeah, so we can pass that on to Andrew because when he does EU content, he might be willing to do that. Because
that sounds cool.
The Old Republic stuff, I know everybody loves those old games, and that's, I don't really know anything about the story or anything. So getting some context on that would be cool. So,
that would be sweet.
So Drew and I might not read that, but it could end up on a podcast in the future with Andrew giving some sort of book summary and presentation on
that. We'll definitely pass the word on because that sounds cool.
Yeah,
and thanks for the voicemail and send in more.
Yeah. All right, well, that's everything. So like I said, next week we'll be doing the book review on The Eye of Darkness, and like I said, Grace will be with us for that. And then after that, you with Andrew and Dark Disciple book review. Ooh, excuse me. And then Bad Batch, 11 weeks of Bad Batch. So, and then we'll probably do an Avatar, The Last Airbender YouTube exclusive at some point. I'm sure we'll get a trailer for something eventually, and we'll have to do a breakdown extra episode. So
we might have an extra episode if Bad Batch is still going on when we get that trailer. So
yeah. So,
but I'm also really excited for this Avatar YouTube exclusive. So make sure you guys, we beat this is this horse has been beaten so much, but go over to our YouTube channel. Yeah. There's a lot of you listeners that aren't over there yet. And even people in the chat that aren't over there, just go over there. Because we watch our reactions right now.
We see how many people are subscribed to us on Spotify, because that's the main statistic that we have access to. And compare that to YouTube, it's like nothing. So
it's like pennies.
So just follow us on, just hit that subscribe button.
Just go over there. It's still free.
Yeah.
We know you're watching YouTube. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, come on.
Who doesn't watch YouTube? You don't want to see our faces?
Yeah, some of you don't even know what we look like. Can you imagine that? There are people that don't know what we look like, but they've listened to us for like years.
Isn't that crazy? There's people commenting on our last YouTube exclusive, like, oh, why isn't this on Spotify? I only listen to you guys on Spotify.
Yeah, because we want more people to come on YouTube. So
yeah, and we only do Star Wars content on Spotify.
Right. All right, but let's go over some socials and we can get out of here. So, yes. So, in the description, links.co/EmpireRadio, links spelled 2 Y's. That's a landing page for everything. So, click on that. That's everything Empire Radio. So, like we said, YouTube link. Really easy. You don't even have to search for us. You can just click the button and you're already there. So, follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitch because we do live streams for every episode. Mm-hmm. Join the Discord. There's an invite for the Discord. A lot of fun there. There's also our fan email. If you ever want to send us an email, there's a voicemail link. So send us a voicemail because a lot of you haven't done it. Cause I'm trying to think how many different people have sent us voicemails. Maybe like 100 people at most.
Maybe.
Cause we get a lot of repeat offenders.
Yeah.
So if you're listening.
And it will be played on the episode. You guys, like,
yeah, as long as it's family friendly, we'll play it. So
we literally have had an episode where we had what, like 17 voicemails
during the VCU. Yeah.
Something crazy like that. Like, we will play your voicemail. If you want to hear yourself on Spotify or wherever you get your content, just do it. Don't be afraid.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And Instagram too. Follow us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's a link for the NeedlesslyNerdy.com entertainment network that we are part of. So if you like nerdy content of all sorts, go check that out. There's other podcasts and articles and stuff on there as well.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's everything.
Yep.
Anything else, Drew?
I think that's it.
All right. Cool, cool. Well, you've been listening to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And may the Force be with you.
Always.
Needlessly Nerdy, your source for all things nerdy.
www.needlesslynerdy.com